Good.
I'm good.
We are good. Good day.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. And Friday. It's June, guys.
Wow.
We are halfway through the year.
Well, we're not.
Why not?
Because it's halfway through this month. It's halfway through the year. Well, no, it's not. Okay. The end of this month.
It's close.
We still have an entire month.
It's the sixth month.
It's close.
Yeah.
Closer than it was last week.
Yes, no. We are in the month that is halfway through the year.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Did you know when the shortest day of the year is?
Yeah, it's already been, hasn't it?
No.
It'd be...
Isn't it in winter?
In winter, yeah.
Sometimes.
When and it's do you only think started. It would be?
Oh, maybe it's
middle of June.
Why would you think June when that's not even the middle of winter?
That is true.
No, but you're right. It is.
Oh, my God.
But isn't that weird? I always thought it would be like July because that's like the you're smack in bang winter. In the middle of winter.
What have we had already then, the longest day of the year?
No, that's in December, isn't it? I'll check. 21st of June is the shortest day of the year.
Wow.
Hmm.
I always think about it as being all uphill from there. It's like we're on the up and up now.
Longest day of the year is 22nd of December.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
but that's that's this year.
Oh, okay.
So it would have been December last year too, I'm assuming.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
All the facts.
Oh, you're welcome. Because December is the first month of summer too.
Yep.
So that's,
first month of
it's
summer.
It's just strange. It's just not what I thought first would have been, you know? You know those questions that just make you question life?
Mm. Nope.
That's one of them. Anyway.
Good. Glad we cleared that up this morning.
The longest and shortest day of the year. You're very well.
Well, should we wrap it up now? So I think
that's
we're done.
It. That's all they need to know. We're probably done. No, but for realsies, what are we talking about today?
Just keep going.
Okay,
down that rabbit hole. So we put a post up on on Facebook maybe a couple of weeks ago, I don't even know, about asking for questions, like stuff that people wanted to know for the podcast. So I've just pulled a couple of questions from there and we're going to talk about those.
Mm.
They're all kind of around the same topic.
But let's just clarify, not everyone's questions were ignored. We're doing them.
No, we're getting to them. Yep,
they might be offended if you don't choose them today.
Fair enough. I tried to group the themes together.
Cool. So what's the theme of today,
do you think? Oh, it's like motivation mindset.
Yeah.
Training.
Yeah. Excellent. That's good. Yeah.
All right.
And are we still going to do our question at the end?
Oh, did you guys? I tell you what.
No, I didn't. But I like the pressure at the end.
I hate you both so much on Friday mornings.
Hey, I always come with the goods. It's the pressure goods.
You come with deep stuff.
Yeah, no, it's the goods.
Because it's the first question on the
list.
Yeah,
that's true.
In Google.
No, hey, I start Googling halfway through this podcast.
Jokes.
All right.
Rightio, first question. I think this one was from Kirby. What do you actively do to keep a positive mindset?
I probably should have done some homework with these questions, but I also like the pressure.
The hate levels are rising. They're rising fast.
No, I like pressure. So, and I like, it just comes out more naturally if I don't do the research.
What are you saying about us that prepare?
Nerds.
It's not as natural.
Can't wait for you to go to university.
All right. I actively have a routine.
Ooh.
About what? Like, how does that keep your mindset positive?
Well, if you, the more you do towards something that's like on your list to achieve, okay, let's say on your list is to get 8 hours of sleep every night.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a routine in place to get 8 hours of sleep every night. When you achieve that, that's when the positive mindset comes. Like you did that thing, then you feel better about doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll sort of keep rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think having discipline in place in areas where you struggle helps you achieve more of a positive mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you struggle?
I don't.
She wins everything.
Where do I struggle? Like in my...
So like what makes you struggle that to have... And then you use your positive routines and set in place that puts you back into the positive mindset, if that makes sense.
I don't really... Like I don't... Like I'm a very boring person. Like I try to do the same thing each day.
Yeah.
If I fall off, it'll be like on weekends, but yeah.
Mm. Cool. Mine's a bit more like there's always other things I can do to get myself back in a positive mindset if I'm feeling low or something. But the biggest thing I've noticed lately is just getting off social media.
Yeah.
I noticed that I go into like a downward spiral mentally when I've been on my phone or whatever other device.
And you don't even follow things that...
No, that aren't negative.
So isn't that interesting? Yeah. That's how much of a head fuck it is.
Yeah.
That you don't even... You would never have anything in your life that influences you in a negative way. Like you're not... Like the typical thing that people would feel thrown by, well, in my opinion or what I've heard, would be like people achieving more than them in the gym or people looking better than them after not training as long, or I don't know, stuff like that. But you don't even follow athletes or anyone in that
sort of stuff. So it's not so much like a comparative sense because, like, you're right, I don't really follow influencers so much or anything like that that make me feel less than.
Mm-hmm.
But... Like I follow a lot of food stuff and dog stuff, but
then
I
you
think
get sad it's... that you're not making that food.
Yes.
What kind of cook is good?
Why can't I take photos as good? But I think I just get into this like, I don't know. I could be doing so much, but at the current time, I'm not. So I think that's what it makes me feel like I could be achieving so much, because I follow a lot of like creative things. So then it makes me feel like I'm not being creative. But
it's so fucked up.
And then, but to get in a creative state, like it's like my brain just wants to keep scrolling because I'm getting fed that creative photos and stuff like that. Yeah. So then
drogas.
We're learning Spanish. Yeah. So that's the first thing I do is like I have to pull myself out of that, put my phone down, put it away where I can't see it, and then do something completely different from there. And then I start to feel better and more positive. That's my thing.
Is that like a daily battle for you, or like you're just like over a couple of weeks you'll find yourself slipping back into that?
Probably a couple of weeks, and then I'll be good per se in for like another couple of weeks until I don't know if I am particularly busy with say admin type of work where I'm on my computer programming and stuff. I just end up to distract myself, I think, or maybe procrastinate. If I'm really tired, I'll end up on more creative websites like Pinterest or Instagram and whatnot, and then I get back into like a hole. And then, and when it's particularly when
I heard someone call it a scroll hole the other day. I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me mad. I get very upset about the socials.
Yeah.
It makes me very sad.
It's hard for me to like completely stop it because I do love that stuff and it inspires me to create.
Yeah.
But then it's just like knowing where my boundaries are of not then getting stuck into it.
Yeah. And I love the fact that like we can keep up with people that we wouldn't normally be able to keep up with, and grannies and nanas and can see stuff, but and you can like be like, oh, I haven't seen this person in a while, what are they doing? But I just hate that people get sucked into it and it'd be like 99% of people that use it would go down the scroll hole.
It's
sad.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I think I got off social media. When was it? Like,
so it's been like 12 months.
Yeah. So I can get onto Facebook on my computer via the Contessa, like if I'm on the work thing, and I can also get on their Instagram, but I don't have my own account that I use anymore very often.
Sometimes when she goes on, because I manage the Contessa one, and sometimes she'll go on comment. And then someone will write back to the comment. I'm like, I didn't fucking write to you. What the hell?
Just getting my fix.
So funny.
Yeah, but I found that was really, particularly through isolation, like that was the thing that was making me really quite depressed most days. So I had to take myself off there.
Yep.
So I think that's made a huge, huge difference. And I think for the comparative reasons, like I don't feel the need to do that anymore because it's not accessible to me, but also like the time wasting.
Yeah.
Like just... looking at shit.
That's the biggest thing, I think. Yeah. You just feel like
not feeling like productive.
Yeah. That time.
So what would you guys say for people that feel the same way? How do we limit that, or what do you suggest that people do with
for
that?
Social media?
Yeah, like because everyone has it, everyone does it, everyone's on it. So how do you guys? What do you recommend that they do?
I have to be like super aware of it, but I think I do better with rules, like strict rules. So for example, putting my phone in, like it has to be specific, like at 7 o'clock, my phone is on charge in the bedroom away. Like if I'm, you know, preparing dinner in the kitchen and then we're eating in the dining room and sitting down in the lounge. Like, it's away from me. And it's like, I've asked Nick today, because sometimes, you know, people message late at night to say something about their session in the morning. I won't look at it. Like, I'll just be like, can you just see if there's any notifications on my phone? If not, cool, I'll go to bed. Like, anything important per se. So just setting like strict rules, strict boundaries. Because I think, you know how there's that, what's that app that you can lock yourself out?
Yeah,
there's an app
we can lock out. Yeah.
Yeah, but that didn't work for me because
I tried it, but I knew the password.
Yeah, exactly. So
I
just kept
going. That's fucking dumb. Yeah, what is the point?
And you can get someone else to set your password. I made Josh set it. Then I just got angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just get mad at them because they won't give you the password. Oh my God. You got a knife up to him and he's thrown in the kitchen. Give me the fucking password. That's hilarious.
It's like a drug,
yeah.
Man.
So, like, yeah, it is a drug. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think getting, either setting those heart, I think first, like, acknowledging that it's a problem. If you think it's a problem, you need to, like, make yourself aware of it, and then figuring out what you can put in place to restrict your time. So on iPhones, you can, I'm sure Samsung's maybe do it as well.
Of course they do. They
invented the probably do it shit. Better. Yeah. You can set app limits. So again, like a password controlled limit. But I found that even just getting that notification of saying, like, okay, you've used Instagram for a total of 1 hour today. Even getting that was like, oh fuck, like, okay, I'm done. So that can be really, really handy.
I think people need to think though, it's like chocolate. Like, we recommend that people can have chocolate every day. So if you love it, you should be able to use it every day. But just setting like guidelines on yourself. It's like my biggest thing is, because I manage it, the Contessa Instagram, but I don't like to scroll through it.
Yeah.
So if I've got notifications, I'll click on them and then I'll reply to stuff and go back and forth. If I want to look someone up, I have like 2 10-minute windows a day.
Yeah.
One's when I'm on the toilet. Doing a poo.
Cool.
And the other one's when I'm in the sauna.
Yeah.
And I try to stick to the, you know, the best.
See, I'm even bad if I... It's like if I'm working and I need like a distraction or whatever, I'll go through, I'll just start scrolling. It's not even people that I know.
See, when you guys say you need a distraction when you're on the computer, I need to get off, like away from technology for the distraction.
Yeah.
I like to, I don't know, do a handstand, put on some different music, have a little jig. I just want to get away from the
actual distraction itself.
I think I have a really addictive personality, so I struggle. Yeah. Like, I really struggle when
that's like
thing.
Same as Nick. So last week, Nick actually was like, let's do a challenge this week where we don't.
Oh, fucking Nick. His
he loves all it all or nothing. Or nothing.
All or nothing. So his challenge was no TV for a week.
Oh my God.
Because so for like 7 days?
Yeah. Or we made it 5 days.
I was going to say. What are you doing on weekends?
We made it to Friday, which is an achievement for us. Not that we're addicted to TV, but we just found like even we had to have it like on the back in the background type thing. We finished a book each like in that 5 days. So yeah. Like it was crazy. Even at night, like it sounds so dumb. We talked to each other while having dinner each other day. And we would do that anyway, but it was like in more detail. And it was like, wow, I'm finding out things about you. It's so dumb.
We don't watch TV during the week.
You don't watch it during the week?
No.
That's so good.
We did. Remember, I think the reason I stopped is because we talked about this on the podcast. So coronavirus happened. We didn't watch it before. And then during that, I fucking got through a series a week, bro. We were like watching all the telly, loving it. And then as life got back to normal, we'd just watch an episode or two episodes if it was like half an hour or something every single night. But same thing. We were like, fuck this. Let's stop it. And now we only watch it on weekends or last night. It was the night before my period. So I watched some Jane the Virgin. I just didn't
once
want
a month.
I just wanted to lay on the couch and hold my uterus.
Learn some Spanish.
But yeah, you know. 99% of the time we just watch it on weekends and you talk more.
Yep.
You communicate
and you get so much more done.
Organized.
You get sucked into stuff. Like you're like, okay, dinner's done. Let's do the dishes. Like, oh fuck, I can go to bed. Like I'm done.
Yeah.
That was one of the things. I was like, I don't even, cause normally when we eat dinner, we're watching a TV show while eating dinner and then it's a chore to like stop or pause that TV show, wash the dishes, prep my stuff for the next morning. Whereas it kind of just like in a weird sense, it flowed. Like I didn't mind doing dishes and talking to him at the same time. And like, oh yeah, cool. I can go to bed and just relax. Yeah, it's done. You have more time.
So good.
Yeah.
And then when there's a power outage, you get so much sleep.
It's like camping. You're like, well, sun's down. Better go.
Nothing else to do.
Imagine if there wasn't technology. Anyway, back on track.
Is there anything else? We're still on that first question. It's going to be a long one today. Is there anything else you do for a mindset
books podcasts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every day.
Like that. Yep.
Yeah. I do it every day.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes I don't want to. Like, you know, I like music a lot of the time. So, but my rule is if I'm coming to train, I listen to music. If I'm coming to work, I listen to a podcast. Yep. That's pretty much my, how I roll.
Yeah. I reckon I get through a podcast episode every day of the week.
Yeah.
Definitely. I just go with like what I feel like. So I'll try and just kind of, sounds dumb, but I ask myself like what do I want? Sometimes it'll be what will fill my bucket. It'll be some punk rock on the way to work, or it'll be like a podcast.
My bucket would be empty with holes in it.
I wouldn't even have a bucket anymore. It just exploded.
Kick the bucket.
But I respect you and your choices.
Thank you. That was hard for you to say.
Big. It hurts a big moment. Cool. All right. What do you think about when you're training, especially in those moments when you really want to give up?
I love this question. Mm. It's so, I reckon I'm a bit sick in the brain. This stuff. Like when you want to give up, like, let's go to the workout the other day. Like the 10 rounds, the cardio one.
Oh, on the bike and the
that's
a good one.
Run,
yeah.
Yep. So, round one, I fucked it up, and it was my slowest round because I didn't press start on the bike when I jumped on, and then I had to like sort of sprint the bike to catch up to what I wanted. Did the first round, I went, cool. That's my slowest time. That like there is no alternative. That is my slowest time.
Yeah.
And then, the next round was like 10 seconds faster because I fucked up the bike, but. It got, and then like I think 3 or 4 in is when it started to hurt, and I was like, cool, now this is your slowest round, and I kept putting it up, and don't think about the pain, don't think about how much it hurts, don't think about how long it's going to take, think about what you want and what it's going to take to get there. It's like, if you want to be fitter, you've got to go through a fair bit of discomfort to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes sense.
And do you do that every training session? Like, would there be some kind of thing that
I'm like,
you...
my heart rate's elevated. I get off on it. Let's fucking go.
Is there something like, would you do a similar thing for every training session? Like, would you have a plan and stick to it, or like
I try.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not very good at like, sometimes I'll go out way too hot. I think I'm getting better as we go on. But yeah, like. And the other thing that I'm, some would say debatable, that I go unbroken a lot with things, but you know, once I pick it up, okay, cool. Don't put it down. Like I always have, okay, cool. That round took me that long. You're not to drop under this. Mm. Like I have
like rules.
Rules. Yeah. I live my life by rules. I'm a big rule follower.
Yeah.
But not of the rule rules, of my rules.
The rule rules.
So not actual
rules. Not like road rules. Not like just the your world. Rules. Yeah. My rules.
Because
yeah.
It's your world.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah, yeah, good. I give myself parameters that I'm allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very, very, very rare that I will go outside of that.
Yeah.
What about you, old mate?
So you know how you said ignore the or don't think about the pain?
Mm.
I've got two answers. My first one, when I was a little bit more competitive, I would do the reverse. I would try to embrace the pain and almost like
well, you
feel
want
it.
It's like you that's what you want. That's what you came here for.
Yeah.
What you're looking for.
Yeah. And it was something, you know how people, you just hear one person say something and then it kind of clicks and you're like, sweet. I heard Matt Fraser say that once in like a video interview or something. He's like, I embrace that pain. I want that pain. And you know, it's like making you better and that it's temporary. So I just keep thinking of this isn't going to last long. Your body can withstand this. Embrace it. It's supposed to feel like this. That's
awesome.
And
I think that's what works. One of those things that stuck for me was, it's not pain, it's discomfort.
Yeah.
Like this is not what pain is. Yeah. Like it's suffering and it's discomfort, but you are not in pain.
Yeah.
Harden the fuck up.
Mm. Exactly.
That's what I tell myself. not you guys.
Your heart rate's going
up again. Oh, it's up again.
It's up again in there. But my second one, like now I'm kind of taking things back. It's more like if it hurts, but I think at this stage I'm kind of used to that sort of pain, but I like the example of Tuesday's workout, that 10 rounder. I was just thinking of like, there's life outside of this in the sense, like in a bad sense, but like after this, you can go home, eat dinner and relax. Like, yeah. I think people get so stuck in the moment. Like, this is it. This is what it's going to be. And it's knowing
this is where
that
it ends.
This is how my life ends on this bike.
I'd be pissed if I got on the bike.
But yeah, just thinking like, sweet, this is a workout. This is a class. It's going to be over. Yeah. Like, but enjoying it at the same time, making it count because you're there, you committed to it. Yeah, that's what I try and think of when it's hurting.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, probably the same as both of you. I think I set little like rules for myself as well. Like I'll look at a workout and be like, okay, cool. 2 minute rounds, let's do it. And that's, I stick to that for as long as I like physically can. Or I play little games with myself, like I'm just trying to think of an example. Earlier this week, Hannah and I did a work, and Mandy did, but she didn't run with us. So Hannah and I were running, and every time I turned around, she was like at that car. And I was like, okay, cool. She's not allowed to get in front of that car. Like, yeah, that's the spot you have to be beating her by every round. Just little things like that that make me push a little bit harder. And then you kind of, you don't forget about it, but you just, that's your objective, not worrying about.
That's it. Okay. I think if you've got a separate objective outside of, I just got to get through this.
It hurts so bad.
Oh, my legs hurt so much. Yeah. Oh, I'm moving so slow. Like, yeah, give yourself a focus,
yeah,
an objective that's outside of what the thing is. Yeah. Like, make your own, play your own game.
Yeah.
I love playing games, yeah, in workouts.
You
got
to distract
and
yourself.
And being like, okay, yeah, every time you get on the bike, you have to get it up to this cadence, yeah, and then you're going to slow down to this cadence, yeah, and hold that pace. Like, yeah, I always will have a set of rules for everything. Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, be prepared for the plan to change. Yeah. Like that same workout, Candace, before we do the session, I'll always be like, guys, what's the plan? What are we doing? And we'll just talk about what's everyone's little breakdown. And Candace said, like 1,000 over the rower and a stay over 60 on the bike.
But it was way too slow.
It was way too slow. Yeah. Like we did the first, even within the first round, we were like, no, this is easy. Like, let's go. Yeah. So you got to be prepared. And that's why this is so good for life. Like you got to have plans to start with and be prepared to change the plan on the fly.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, you're going to be able to do that and transfer it into real life situations.
That's the thing I love most about it. Just like, it just teaches you so much.
Oh, now I've got goosebumps.
But I think on top of that, you know how you said the routine?
Mm.
So that same workout, like having that, because I like routine as well because it puts me back in the zone, especially with workouts where you have a planned rest. So that workout, you know, knowing that I come in after the run at like 45 seconds. So I'll look at the clock and that's my first thing to do when I come in. Then it's like go to my bike, get it to a cadence, and then settle into a cadence. Finish it, get off, touch my phone.
Yeah.
Like put my score in, put it down, take a deep breath, and then I reset. I even put the pedal at the right spot so that I can come in and just push straight onto it. So like having that little routine just keeps you, I don't know,
keeps you moving
in that zone, in that mindset.
And just helps. Same thing with that workout. I was like, all right, bitch, sit the fuck down. Get your heart rate down.
Yeah.
Get it all the way down. And like trying to breathe and just like relax your body when it's in such a heightened state is also a challenge in just the rest break.
Yeah.
Whereas people will be going, I don't know if I could do this again. I'm in so much pain. Why are my legs still? Oh, this rest went way too quick.
I've only got 10 seconds. Fuck.
Oh, God. Like, yeah, you got to just flip that.
Yeah.
Flip everything that you're currently thinking. Because I can relate because I used to do that. We all were there. Like when you first start and figuring it out, just got to change that shit up.
It's like making it harder for you if you just keep thinking that way in a workout.
Like, I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's like labor.
Yeah.
When the story of me being in labor. Oh, Libby, I don't think I can go again. I don't want to do it. Have another contraction. She grabbed me on the shoulder. She was like, listen, when you're not in contraction, you rest. You rest. Okay, Libby. Holy shit. And it's the same thing. You can't just think about the next lot of pain. You just got to, in your rest state, you got to calm the fuck down.
It was life changing for you.
Oh, it was. I heard a lot.
In more ways than one. I have a follow on question from that. Have you ever quit during a workout?
Oh, yeah. The one that you were there, fucking threw my grips and stormed out.
Yep.
And she came out and she got up me.
I got really mad at her.
This was that in the
couple
gym
years ago?
The,
oh, no, okay. Gym. Yeah. It was a bar muscle up workout, and I was having a real bad bar muscle up day.
Yeah.
And I fucking threw my grips on the floor. Just ripped them off.
I must have been coaching.
I think you were coaching. Yeah. And threw him on the floor, kicked the fucking pole and walked out or something.
So you got frustrated not because of the... It wasn't like a burn. It was the
movement. Skill, it was, yeah, the skill. Like it just...
You got frustrated. People get frustrated, double unders. And then
she walked out. I was like having a little sook. I think I was crying. She came out and she kneeled down beside me and she's like, I don't care if you have a break. I don't care if you stop for a second, but you are not quitting. And I was like, okay. I'll be in a sec.
Right there.
Okay, so no I haven't, because you didn't let me. I wanted to.
If she wasn't there,
is there any,
she would have fucking left.
Yeah, she would have gone.
I would have thrown everything around the gym.
The gym.
No, I wouldn't have closed it. I would have left. Someone steal this shit. I don't care about it anymore.
That's true.
I don't know, was there any others that I've
No.
Well, from when so. I've remembered you, I remember you being frustrated, but you'd always finish the workout.
Get mad and then throw some off. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Come back in.
There was that one where I was like, you guys were doing it. Double dumbbell devil's presses.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like dumbbell thrusters. Yeah, there was double thrusters in it.
Oh, it was in the old gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and it was I'm pretty sure it was a comp train.
Yeah.
What happened? Did I storm out?
You stood in the corner of the room and faced no one, and you were just so angry.
What was I angry about?
The workout, it was just hard, I think.
It was like a long, like grindy one. It was gross. Yeah.
And I was real cranky.
You're so cranky.
Was I?
Yeah.
I think you wanted people to yell at you, but no one was quite like yelly enough.
No one can do it right.
No one could do it.
Do it better. Yell at me harder.
Yell harder.
I need more passion.
I think it was me and Belle like, go, Mandy.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
The worst yellers in Australia.
I dropped.
I would have been getting weaker by the second.
Except in the open workout, that last one, Jarden was judging me and I was like blacking out. And she was like, how bad do you want this? I was like, not that bad.
Did she actually say that?
I did.
Did she actually say that?
No.
I don't think I said it. I was like, I don't.
I think you did. And like it was a small voice, like, not that bad. I was like, oh, okay then.
Never mind.
Because I don't like people yelling at me. I like them talking to me because it like snaps me out of my
thing. Except there was a wrong question to ask.
No, it was good, but it was just really funny because you were like in my face, how bad do you
Did you say you like people talking to you?
Yeah.
There is too much happening for a fucking conversation.
Not like, don't not like sit me down and have a coffee, but like, okay, in 5 seconds you're going to pick this up.
Just tell me to stop being a pussy and we're all good.
All right, next one.
Did we get through everyone on that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Yeah, cool. That also took 30 minutes. Yep.
How do you motivate yourself when you're just not feeling it?
Again, it comes down to what we talked about in the first one. Like, it's very rare that I will skip a workout or a day or training or the breakfast that I'm not supposed to eat, but... You've planned to eat. Like, it's very rare that I'll skip the things because it comes down to discipline on how bad do you want it, as Jarden will say to Candace during an open workout. The more that you stick to the plan regardless of your emotions, the better you're going to feel. Like, the motivation doesn't come from thin air. It comes from doing the thing and then achieving that. Even if you didn't achieve something significant that you want, you do the things and then you feel better from doing that thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think you have to go back to your why. Like, motivation is like a fleeting thing. It's not always going to be there. So you have to keep going back to like why you started doing this in the first place. And if you can set up the routines and the habits around that why, then when the motivation's gone, you just fall back on those disciplined things that you've created.
Yeah.
Because
not everyone feels it all the time,
no,
firstly.
Like, I definitely don't. Like, I have days where I'm like, fuck.
I always use the brushing teeth analogy.
Yeah.
You don't feel like brushing your teeth. You just fucking do it anyway. Just do it because it's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the rules that I that I live within.
And I think sometimes you got to just start taking action. I think for me, even just... okay, I'm just going to start with a list. Just write it all down, get it out of my head of all the things I need to do or whatever. And that comes with discipline too, I think, and knowing to what systems get you going again. And I know that I'm such a list person that it annoys me if I can't tick something off. So I know my own like ticks and stuff. So I need to write something down.
Takes too much time to write down.
Just get to work. Amanda.
Just do it. If it comes into like a workout, I'll just tell myself, okay, just get through the warm up, or I'm just going to go light today. I always go light. But just go light today, Jordan. It'll be fine. Just go slow. And then by that stage, you're, you know, half an hour in and you feel good and you've restarted. So.
And you're much heavier than you feel.
Sometimes. Not on Saturday.
4 out of 10, please.
Yes. Very confidently said. But I think also sometimes it's helpful to see why you're not feeling quote unquote motivated. Like if you are burnt out and seriously burnt out, like maybe you've got some personal stuff going on, works really hard, or
maybe
you've
it's a day
been
before
sick.
Your period.
Yeah, maybe yep, Amanda. Maybe yeah. You need to sit watch on the Jane couch the and watch Jane the Virgin, learn yeah. some Spanish.
Respect that.
Yeah.
Eat a vegan mug cake.
Is that what you did?
Oh, like the true protein. Put in some peanut butter.
Vegan. That sounds like a good time.
It was a good time. I had a little blankie, a cushion between my knees.
Yeah, that sounds good. And if you need that, that's okay.
And I had Mr. Stevens on my lap. Oh, for anyone who's wondering, that's my cat. Not a strange man named Mr. Stevens on my
Everyone's
lap.
Like, whoa. Just having an affair.
Yeah. So Mr. do you think Stevens. It's okay, like we're saying all of that, if you're not feeling it, to not do the thing?
Again, it depends. Like if you're...
Are you doing that every week? Are you doing that
yeah,
once
exactly.
a week?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, yeah. Are you choosing not Be to honest. Do the thing every single week?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, exactly. You'd probably give yourself a 1 day a month, 2 day a month max leeway
yeah.
on those kinds of
yeah.
situations.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, just notice how often it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Jay said, like just start... And a lot of the time you'll feel better. Like we often say, we'll be first round of the warm up and we're like, I don't
have it today.
I don't have any fitness. Like I am above 140 and I'm doing 50 cadence on the bike. Yeah. My heart rate is above 140. But then that's just a part of the warm up and how your yeah. body progresses into, you know, workout readiness. But yeah, you just start like, it's like the 5 second rule.
Yeah.
If you're going to think like, set, it makes me sick how many people snooze their alarms. Set your alarm, get the fuck out of bed, and then get on with whatever you were planning on doing, because that's what you're going to do anyway, so you may as well just get started.
Get started. Mm. Yeah, that extra 5 minutes of sleep is not going to help you.
No. It's not it sleep anyway. Lies.
Okay, last one. What does recovery look like or feel like for you?
Oh, I am getting close to masters. No. I need lots of recovery. Jokes. But lots of sleep. I have to prioritize my sleep or I do not do well. I don't have, there's lots of little things that I do. I don't have coffee after midday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in bed by 9, usually 8:30, and then reading. I don't have any other stimulants apart from coffee. I sauna 4 nights a week. I stretch nearly every day.
Massage
once a week,
mm-hmm.
every single week. I was thinking about it during my massage yesterday. I've gotten a massage once a week for nearly like 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Because I've had it pretty much the whole time. Actually longer because I used to get them in Toowoomba.
Mm.
I reckon closer to 10 years. Oh, wow. I've obviously had like breaks where, you know, massage therapists have left me. But yeah, I reckon like they're just, it's so important to have those like little
rules.
Yep.
Rules.
Again, rules to follow.
Rules.
Today.
Yeah.
What are our rules?
That's probably most of mine.
And so what would you consider, like, what does recovery feel like for you? Does it mean that you're never sore or you're never tired?
I'm mostly always sore and always tired. No. And
is it okay that you're sore and tired?
Yeah. Definitely. And I drink lots of water. Mm-hmm. I try to drink lots of water.
How much do you think you drink a day?
Oh, I would say between 2.5 and 3.
Yeah.
In summer it's more, but right now it's probably between 2.5 and 3. Yep.
Are you winning the competition?
100 litres. 2.5 and 300 meters. Last time I checked, I won.
Nick and Mandy have a competition.
We have many competitions. Many? All the time.
Multiple, okay.
Well, the water drinking competition, I believe I win most days.
Yeah, you probably do.
It's because I exercise harder.
You definitely do.
What about you, old mate?
I make sure that I have at least 2 rest days a week.
Yep.
I like long walks at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do though.
Runs
through the forest. It's beautiful. But I think if I'm having a rest day, it can be depending what I need that week, like a full rest day. Like I won't, apart from walk and like walking around here and stuff, work and stuff like that. I don't do anything, or other days it'll be like more active, like do a yoga session or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm big on sleep, like you, what you said. I noticed the biggest difference. I won't feel recovered, or just not so much just performing in workouts. It's just everyday life. Like work here is pretty active. You have to be pretty switched on. It's on you to like motivate a group of people or like a one-on-one session and think for others. And so it's a lot. Like, and I notice that if I don't get good sleep. So that's probably the biggest thing I prioritize. But I think,
and that comes down to discipline.
Yeah.
You could watch TV, you could sit on your phone,
yeah,
you know, you could dick around, but you prioritize
it. Everything else suffers and you feel like shit during the day. Yeah. And then you hate work and it's just not good. So sleep is my biggest thing, but I think I'm sore almost every single day.
Mm.
So I'm used to that.
Are you?
Feeling. Yeah.
Sore most days.
Yeah. Even when I go light. It's good. It's all most days. I'm sore right now.
So being sore is not an indication of recovery.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, do you think? Because I think that's what the member question was getting at.
Oh,
like,
okay.
What is it like?
Recovery to me is like not just avoiding being sore.
Mm.
Yeah. Soreness is a part of life and training. Yeah. If you choose to do this. No, I'm not sick. I don't know what's going on in my throat.
Yeah, I'm the same though.
Maybe I'm not recovered well enough.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you choose to train like this and you choose to train with intention like this, I think soreness is going to be a part of your week, whether you want it to be or not.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do to avoid it. It's not an indication of recovery, and it's not an indication on how hard you went either. Like, I can't even remember when and where, but I learned many years ago that soreness has – a lot of people think soreness is a reflection on – the results that they achieve from that session. It is not.
Mm. Yeah, the goal isn't to be sore. No. Like, I've heard that from a Ben Bergeron podcast as well. Like, people think that...
side effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
An unfortunate side effect.
Just because you're not sore doesn't mean you didn't work hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah, people like, I'm not sore. I mustn't have went hard enough. That's not the truth.
No.
Yeah. I think the only other thing is, like, for me is food. I know that when I'm eating well, I feel better. Like, my body performs better. I feel like my sessions go a little bit better, recover a little bit better.
Did you know, based on my Awoop, my recovery tool, for those of you who don't know what Awoop is, if I eat something that is like high in sugar, that wouldn't be a part of my normal day-to-day diet, close to bedtime, my recovery shit. I find that really interesting.
Mm.
And I think it's based on my heart rate, because my heart rate elevates. And then my respiratory rate elevates.
Yeah.
You see the difference between a normal food day and then that. And it always seems to be a little bit more thrown.
Yeah, interesting. I think for members listening to this, protein intake is, like, post-training particularly, is a huge factor in recovery. So if you feel like you're just not feeling good after sessions, or that you're just, like, dragging your feet all the time, have a good look at your food.
Mm.
And see if there's anything there you feel like you need to change or need help with.
I find if I haven't eaten enough during the day, I have trouble going to sleep as well.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that? Like, if you don't eat enough.
Yeah.
So I'll have like a follow-up dinner.
Sleep as well, yeah.
Follow-up dinner to my dinner.
second dinner. Excellent. Any other comments, thoughts, feelings about recovery?
I was just going through what I just did. I don't think that everyone should do that. Like,
no.
All of the things that I just listed, I'm not saying that people should have a sauna and should stretch every day. You should stretch every day. But yeah, I don't think everyone should do that. I don't think it's yeah, I don't, yeah, just wanted to throw that in there. I don't think that people should be aiming to do all of that.
No, training volume's very different.
Yeah.
So I think for most members, like, sleep should be your first priority. Food should be your second priority. And then, like, extra mobility work probably should be the last one.
Yeah. And hydration.
And, yeah,
drink
food,
some
water.
Drink some wilder.
Yes.
Do you recommend supplements to your nutrition clients much?
No.
No.
I was going to ask that because, like, I had someone ask me the other day, how do you, yeah, what's, do you take supplements? Oh, no, what are the best supplements for recovery? And I was like, probably look at your basics first.
There's, like, yeah, supplements are useful for people who've got everything else absolutely dialed in.
And so, I think that's the thing, hey, yeah. Like, if you're nailing your sleep, you're getting, what do you guys recommend to people sleep-wise?
7 to 9.
Yeah.
7 to 9.
If you're Hannah, 10.
Yeah.
It's 18.
Like, every time she comes in, I'm so jealous.
Oh, like, I fuck know. You. She has the best nighttime routine. Has she told you that?
Yeah. She's like an 80-year-old, 18-year-old. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Very jealous.
Yeah. How about, like, magnesium and stuff like that? Or, again, look, like, nail everything else first.
And no one's nailing the basics.
Yeah. No one's nailing the basics. Yeah. I'm still not nailing the basics. Definitely not. And I've been doing this for a long time. And I've had professional help in nailing the basics. Sorry.
Me and Jay just went full high pitch.
So until you are nailing all of those things, I don't think you need to look at supplementation unless you know that you are deficient in something via, like, blood work or whatever. Yeah.
It's a good point. Anything else? I don't think so. Just start small and work your way up. I would probably, in order of importance, like you said, would be the sleep. So try to figure out.
It's always the boring stuff.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Oh, no, it's just
the
non-sexy
stuff that's non-sexy the most, stuff. You know, beneficial, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, I would start with a bedtime routine.
So what would you say? Because, like, a lot of our members are mums and they're like, oh, but kids.
Yeah, sucks to be you, bro.
Sucks to be you.
The biggest thing I hear from members about sleep is like, oh, but it's my only time by myself all day. Like, that night time, like,
bullshit,
after kid
man.
Goes
go to
bed.
Go to the toilet, go have a bath, lock the door.
Leave bullshit. Them.
You don't do that. You open your door.
I can't fucking lock at the door. There is no lock on my door.
So you just leave it wide open.
I get it. And that's, like, that's what Geordie's like, it's... You know, it's just my time to chill. Like, that's why he likes to stay up later. And some people are more conditioned to stay up later. But cool, okay. Well, choose that or choose better recovery.
Yeah, exactly. Make the choice.
Like, it doesn't matter if that's your only time. Like, choose to have more quality time through the day and feeling better. Like, just be better at, like, appreciating different times in the day. If you're saying you know that it's your only time by yourself, like, actually look at your day. I bet you get to drive in the car by yourself after you drop the kids off at school or daycare or whatever. Like, don't just think about getting to work. That time is valuable time to yourself that you could be listening to a podcast or not listening to anything at all and just being with yourself while you're driving, you know.
Yeah,
you can, you've got other times, you're just not appreciating them or, you
using
know,
them wisely.
Using them
mm.
So shut up.
I always find that hard as someone with not who doesn't have kids, because I'm like, I don't know what it feels like. But also, like, if you want to, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, you need to pick what's important.
And I reckon people that have kids pick on you guys because you don't have kids. So they're like, you wouldn't understand. You don't know what it feels like.
And, like, I...
Bullshit.
I don't know how it feels like. No. But there's also still other temptations there. Like, we could stay up all night and watch TV and
be
whatever
up boning all night.
Yeah. Exactly. It's very exhausting.
But, yeah, I think a lot of the time it's, like, it's the same as people with... I'm not, don't get, and no one gets sensitive about this, but sometimes people with kids are the same as, you know, people that are like a big boss at work. Like, it's the same, it's just an excuse at the end of the day. Like, you can find other ways around it. Not completely. I know there's kids that don't sleep at all, and I've been there. It sucks big time. But yeah, it's still other ways around things that you can, you know, work within. But yeah, for the parents that, kids that don't sleep, fucking naps, bro. Take them wherever you can. Get the nap in.
Yep.
Nap away.
Nap hard.
All right.
Question.
Ugh. Mandy, I'll go first so she can scroll. I don't know if I've asked this one before, but I thought of my answer finally, so I'm going to ask you again if I haven't. Is there a word that you hate the most? You're just not allowed to be moist. Don't give me that.
It's the best word ever.
Ooh. Like, when someone says that, you cringe.
No, not for me.
Nothing.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Have you ever said anything that makes me mad? I don't think so. I don't think there are words that annoy me.
Do you know what mine is?
What?
I can't wait to find out because I'm going to say it all fucking day.
I hate the word sip.
What?
Like.
That doesn't make sense. It's three letters.
I hate it.
Sip.
What sounds? There's an S and a P.
The noise of it, I don't enjoy.
S and a P on either side of a vowel. And I was telling the
class this morning because someone's going to the, I have to say it again, sip and paint. I was like, oh, why would anyone call it that? And they were like, what? And I was like, it's disgusting. I hate that word so much.
Sip.
Sip.
Let me just have a sip of water.
No.
So do you never say it?
Obviously not.
Yeah, like drink water. Jesus.
And then Ash Chong was like, oh, I feel the same about the word crevice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ash Chong is funny. First the indicators, now this. Jesus.
So you guys don't have one? Nothing?
Nothing like, okay. No. Okay. You don't have one, Jo?
No. I don't even hate the word moist.
That's a great word.
Yeah, it is a great word. Nah. If I think of something, though, I'll let you know.
Cake and
vaginas. We want them to exist.
It's a good thing. Jay, what's your question? I'm still finding mine.
What would you do with $10 million? $10 million.
Oh, straight up buy a shed for a gym.
Yeah.
It'd be real fancy, though.
Oh, it'd be so much
how
stuff.
Fancy?
Oh, let's like drink. The fanciest.
There wouldn't be aircon still. Fuck the aircon.
No, nah, everyone aircon. It's just very nasty.
There also wouldn't be cold water because we don't need that stuff.
Nah. Sarah.
Kirby.
Whoa. No cold water, no aircon. But it fancy. Would be look really pretty. We'd have lots of air runners.
We can sip on cocktails.
We would not be sipping.
We'd be sipping fancy water. Yeah. Not cold.
Not
it
cold.
Would just be fancy.
Lukewarm water.
Lukewarm fancy water. Ooh.
I would.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
That's only a couple milli.
Okay.
No, that's all. I don't really have anything else. I just wanted to interrupt you for no good reason.
Would you have like the location like somewhere really nice, like beside a beach, or you know how like you have to pay for location and stuff?
Nah, because then like
here's fine.
There'd be wankers walking past the gym all day.
That's true.
If it was beside the beach, probably just around. Probably just here. Probably just knock this one down, build a new one.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Nope.
Okay, you can go now. You may go.
She can talk.
I would finish my reno.
Yeah.
And then I would buy houses to renovate.
Oh, you love it that much. Mm. Yep. That's pretty cool.
Buy houses to renovate.
Mm. Oh, I'd flip them.
I'd flip you.
You guys did say travel, so you don't want to travel.
Well, we can't go anywhere at the moment, so that's just not even an option.
Nah. Nah. The only two places I wanted to go was Bali and Italy. Got taken away from me last year. I still don't have a question. What do you like most about yourself?
Oh my God.
No, I don't
what
want
would
that
you
one.
Do?
Oh. No, I don't
with
want that one.
Me with $10 million?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I've still got another answer to get through.
I would buy, like pay off our house.
Mm-hmm.
Probably sell that and then
I'd buy it so I could renovate it.
Okay.
I've got plans.
You already have plans.
It's pretty close
house.
To the beach. It's a good
yeah,
one.
It's good a good location.
I've been there every time. I'm like, oh,
I could just see your mind ticking.
I just get mad that she doesn't climb Mount Coolum more often.
Well, it hurts my knees.
Well, it wouldn't if you did it more. Or maybe they would hurt so much you couldn't walk properly.
True. We'll never know.
I won't climb it that often anyway. It's pretty, but I think it's right there.
That's
so then I'm like, I could do it anytime, so then I don't do it. Anyway, and then I'd buy a house, like a tiny home and a nice location.
Yeah, you would be a minimalist.
Yes, minimalist, and then
but
also
like
travel.
On the beach.
Yeah, on the beach. But also buy my family in the Philippines a house. Maybe multiple houses because my family is big.
Yeah.
I have 100 cousins, so buy them a house also. Maybe bring them over. So I'll have lots of, like $10 million is a lot.
Yeah,
so I could probably fly them over first, show them Australia, and then send them back to their own house there. Yeah,
nice.
Dreaming.
I have a two-parter.
Okay.
They're unrelated though. I just find them both really
so it's
interesting.
Not two, it's just two questions.
It's two-parter. What's something you really resent pain for, and do you think aliens exist?
What do I resent pain for? I don't know.
I need time to think of that one.
resent pain for.
Why, do you have something?
Well, the first thing that came to my head was Smash Avo. I fucking love Smash Avo, but goddamn, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say.
For some mushy bread.
Oh. I think, you know, when you go, because I really like cooking and I'm an okay cook, but when you go out and you buy food and you're like, meh, could have made that better at home.
Yeah.
That's what makes me the most mad.
Mm-hmm. And I think parking's dumb, that you have to pay for parking.
Yeah.
But I pay for my car. Do you know how much I pay for my car? Fuel. I pay for my insurance. I pay for registration. Now I have to pay to park in place. I shouldn't complain because imagine working in like a city.
Yeah. Ugh. We're very lucky here.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
What about you?
You didn't answer the second part. What was the second one? Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
No, you don't believe in aliens?
Do you? Yeah.
Do you not believe in aliens?
No,
what the fuck is wrong with you? Do you know how big this universe is? Anyway, I asked,
thought about it.
I asked for a yes or no, but apparently she's a no. She's very smart, so.
I literally have never given it a thought before today.
Are you literally, literally literal?
Yeah.
Literally. Do you not believe in ghosts either?
No.
Do you?
I don't like to think about it. Because what I don't know can't hurt me.
You're not scared of aliens?
Oh, no, because if aliens come, we're all fucked.
Do you remember that movie Signs?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the aliens came to the Earth.
Fuck yeah.
And they like...
Give it to me.
...found out they were making crop circles everywhere and the whole town was like, what is going on? And
only one town. They went to one town.
The movie was based in one town. Okay. It was terrifying.
It was scary. Yeah.
I love a good alien movie. And they were all locked
in that one town. Do you?
I love... that's weird. I hate fantasy... But I love...
Oh, yeah. You don't like Harry Potter.
No, because it obviously isn't real. But I love, like... I reckon my favorite genre is, like, the...
like, sci-fi.
Sci-fi, yeah.
Sci-fi, but also, like, natural disaster stuff. Like, all, like, the really...
monster.
Yeah, all the stuff that could actually happen.
Yeah.
But will probably never, ever,
magic
ever happen.
Could happen.
Magic could not happen! Anyway, what do you hate pain for?
I don't know.
Everything.
Candace has answered my sorry. My question.
Carry on.
It's actually true. Every time. Like, oh,
where are you going $2. This weekend? It's a free
event. Oh, I don't know. It's a free event.
Anyway.
You were interested too and you were like, oh, it's free. And
yeah,
like,
well, right? I was interested before it was free.
It's a free event in Brisbane. They've got winter villages.
To winter wonderland. Free entry.
Free entry, but then if you want to experience the igloos, you
She'll
have
to pay.
She'll
just go stand outside the igloos. Ask people when they come out, how did it feel?
Tell me about it. They've got transparent walls so I can look inside. It's nearly the same.
Anyway, so Jarden hates pain for anything and everything.
Anything and everything. Yeah, I told Mandy this the other day. I don't think I've told you, Candace. Nick has banned me from looking at the bank account for 2 months.
Oh, are you okay?
She checks it every fucking day.
I'm like someone who wants to lose weight and they look, check the scales every day. That's me.
I don't know. Let's not do this on the podcast. Okay, we'll talk about it after.
But that answers your question.
I reckon it comes from not having much when she grows up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can relate to that. Yeah, when you like, and then when you have stuff, you're scared it'll get taken away.
Yeah.
See, I am the opposite. When I was at uni, I had no money. I just ignored it for a long time. It's like, if I don't check it, I don't know how poor I am.
That's how I feel about ghosts. Oh, jeez. Don't look. You just ignored it. Don't ask questions. You won't know. Anyway, do you believe in aliens?
Yes. Yeah, some form of like living
extra
like
life.
Yeah,
we cannot be the only beings in this universe.
Yeah,
in the obviously universe. That's a yes to me as well. And mine was Smash Avo and parking and fuel. Anything to do with cars. Also detail in car washing. You know what, I'm gonna bike again.
We should make that question of the day though.
Okay. Which one, aliens?
Okay, both.
Yeah, both of them are great questions. You're fucking welcome, by the way. I know I just thought of them on the spot, but nailed
you
it.
Didn't think of them on the spot.
Researched it on the spot. Does it make you guys sad that I'm the only one in charge of the buttons and I only do it for my own things?
We like look at it like, oh, when I press that button.
All right, okay. Candace looks like she wants to wrap this shit up.
We've got to train in 5 minutes, so yes.
I don't blame her. Oh, we've been going on for a while. Okay. All right, farewell. Happy Friday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.